Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, friends. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. And I simply have to say, my friends, fasten your seatbelts. I think I've picked a topic today that eludes us all. It's generally underdiagnosed. When it is diagnosed, you don't take it seriously. And it's one great big silent killer. And I'm going to explain that to you today. And what I'm going to talk about is anemia. Lots of you have been anemic from time to time. You understand, in a sense, that you have to do something about that. But the bottom line is, anemia means your cells do not get oxygen. Now, right there, let's just kick back, calm it down, and take a look at a cell that doesn't have oxygen. A couple of shows ago, we talked about chemistry things. We talked about the Krebs cycle. We talked about the electron transport chain. We talked about adenosine triphosphate, ATP. Big words. You don't have to learn the big words. Just know that everything your body tells your cells to do is driven by oxygen. Everything that your cells have to do, your heart muscles have to contract. Your brain has to think. Your liver has to detox your body. Your kidney has to detox your body. Your stomach and small intestine and pancreas have to digest your food. Every function of every cell is driven by oxygen. No oxygen, and you're asking your cells to put out. You know where you end up? You end up sick, because the cell, in the biology of the cell, it has to shift to other mechanisms. Body's got a million ways to do things. The issue is, not can the body do it with oxygen or not do it without oxygen. That's not the question in anemia. The question is when the body is given a situation where it's got to put out, but it doesn't have oxygen, it figures out ways that are not cost efficient. It robs energy from other systems. It produces free radical side products. It produces acid side products. And all this dip into the reserve, all these toxic side products, all these acids that are produced, ultimately destroy and derange the cell. The derangement of that cell is very fundamental then to what? To the beginning of some sort of symptom or some sort of disease. So when we're done with the show today, gang, I don't want you thinking in terms of, oh, I've got borderline anemia, my doctor told me, and I've always had it, or I only have it after my period, so on and so forth. Do not think this way. If you have anemia, and I'm going to explain all the different types of anemias, so this is going to get a little bit involved. If you have any of these anemias, it means your cells aren't getting oxygen. And if that's the case, you have to fix that today. Now, this is what, in my experience in clinical practice, is missing in the interpretation. So let's kick back for a moment and go into visual reality here. You get your blood work from your doctor. You do your yearly or you do your biannual physical, and you get your blood work and you look at it and you see what's low, what they flag as problematic, okay? Because you don't understand all the other words. You only know what's bad and what's good because that's what they tell you. Normal, abnormal, red flag, no red flag, within range, out of range. That's how the public, and you're the public, that's how you understand this. Well, the fact of the matter is that there's three letters there. H is in Harry, G is in girl, B is in boy. HGB, and that's your hemoglobin. I want to talk to you just for a moment about hemoglobin. Now, one part of hemoglobin is that it's this big molecule. I want you to think of a jellyfish. I want you to think of a jellyfish in the ocean, and it's blobbing around, and it's pulsing, right? Jellyfish can move. They have this pulsing mechanism where they appear to be opening and closing. They gyrate. When the hemoglobin molecule gyrates, it holds iron. Iron, like the iron from spinach, like the iron from meat, like all that iron you know you need. It holds iron in the center of it. So think of this great big jellyfish pulsing with iron in the center of it. Well, when it gets near the lung, this big jellyfish with iron in the center of it pushes the iron out. So oxygen from the lung can bind to it very, very easily. I want you to get that visual. Because after it binds the oxygen, if it's got the iron, this great big jellyfish goes over to the cell and dumps the oxygen off. And then that cell grabs the oxygen and uses it. So hemoglobin, if it has iron in its center, is the transport molecule for oxygen, which it picks up in the lungs and dumps off to the cell of its choice. It's that simple. Now, when you see you have a hemoglobin deficiency, it means that it didn't have iron in it, therefore the molecule could not structure itself. Because the body gives it everything else it needs. But when you see you have low hemoglobin, it means that that pulsing jellyfish that transports the oxygen didn't get its iron. So there is no jellyfish, so there is no oxygen transport system. You can't pick it up in the lung, and you can't dump it off in your cell because you didn't have iron. That's what we call iron deficiency anemia. It's one type of anemia. We're going to get into what that really means to you and your health. And again, you already know what it means to your health. This hemoglobin molecule, this jellyfish with iron in the center, can't transport oxygen because there is no molecule, because you can't have it unless you have iron in the center. Now I'm going to make it a little more complicated. This hemoglobin molecule, this big jellyfish with iron in the center and oxygen on it, hopefully, sits in your red blood cell. So where is the hemoglobin molecule? Where is the jellyfish? It's sitting in a bigger compound called the red blood cell. So we look at your red blood cells and we see if your red blood cells have the hemoglobin molecule. And if you don't have iron, there is no hemoglobin molecule, and we tell you, you are hemoglobin deficient. That's what low hemoglobin means. But the implication now, as you know, is that often you're iron deficient, so there's no molecule, and you have no oxygen transport. I could say it a million, I could do the whole show just repeating myself, and half the people still wouldn't get it through their head. Why do I say that? Because for years now, I watch people running around, and they've been anemic their entire life, and nobody tells them what that means. And that's just one of the anomalies or curiosities of science, where something is so darn obvious. If you just think about it, common sense dictates that no oxygen or low oxygen to the cell causes all sorts of byproducts, stresses the cell, and that always leads to problems. And those problems lead to bigger problems. So I just want you to kick back and take a look at this in a different way. Think of what you know from my 40 shows. And if this is your first time on the show and you're listening on radio, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's 2ts.cc, not .com, and listen to the other shows. But the point, guys, is this. The point is that let's just say you assay or you add up a person's lifestyles from what you know in the show. And they're protein deficient because they just eat vegetables. And they're insomniacs. And they're not flexible. And they're iron deficient anemic. And so on and so forth. And they're exposed to a lot of radiation. And all of a sudden you've got this profile where each problem in and of itself, oh, I'm just an insomniac. I don't sleep that well. I need an extra 2 hours, but what the heck? Who's telling you? oh, I'm protein deficient because I don't like to eat red meat, or I don't eat meat, and I just think I can get all my 70 or 80 grams of amino acid a day, complete proteins from foods, from vegetables. The point is, anemia is one of those things that just slips under the rug. It's a big, big, big deal. Okay, I may not say it again. Now, the iron in your blood is suggestive of a much bigger issue. And that is, or is your blood rich or is your blood deficient? So the richness or quality of the blood, the iron, is just one component of. We're going to come back to this a little bit later, but whether you're blood deficient or in excess in your blood is another principle I want to weave into this program today. So to backtrack, you're iron deficient anemic. Your hemoglobin is low. That's one type of anemia. Now, functionally, and this is the catch, if your hemoglobin is borderline low, here's another big point. It'll tell you you're normal. It'll tell you that you're just almost anemic, but not quite, so don't worry about it. It doesn't even flag. So if your number's 12, you're still anemic. If your number's 12.5, you're still anemic. You may be anemic at 13. And here's the reason, guys. When you step on the gas, say the day you work out, or when you start, ladies, going through your menstrual cycle and you start bleeding, all of a sudden that 12, which is normal, doesn't cut it. So now I'm going to introduce another word, functional anemia. You may be functionally anemic. So your numbers may be good, but you're functionally anemic. You see, when you do a blood test, and let's get this one straight forever now. When you do a blood test, that's like going to a movie, and it's a two-hour movie. And you watch 5 minutes of that two-hour movie, and you just watch it every 40 minutes, every 30 minutes. And so you spend 5 minutes seeing a movie that's 2 hours, but you took it in five frames. Did you watch the movie? Would you say you understood? Would you say you got the picture because you took five frames? That's what we do when we do blood tests. That's what we do when we do blood tests. They are gross overviews. And this thing with anemia is classic. It's a classic example of what I'm talking about. So if your number's 12 or 12.5 or even 13, you may be functionally anemic. Now, how do you know? Well, there's another test that's supposed to be run. And this is my biggest problem with these anemia panels. They don't test ferritin, serum ferritin. Again, what is ferritin? Ferritin is stored iron. Ferritin is the iron your liver stores in case you need to dip into your reserves. See, the body figures this out. And once again, where do we store this iron? In the liver. So you understand so far, if you've listened to these shows, the liver is the organ of detox. Great. But it's got about 1,400 functions. It does many, many, many things. And one thing the liver does is it stores things. It stores your vitamin A. It stores your vitamin E. It stores your fats. It stores amino acids. It's on a direct shunt from your intestinal tract. So everything you digest goes up to the liver, and the liver appropriates it. The liver sends it out into the blood at its discretion. So it's a big storage center. That's why on the Discovery Channel, when the mountain lion eats the gazelle or the deer, the first thing it rips out and swallows is what? The liver. The liver is blood rich. The liver is rich in blood. It's rich in nutrients. The question for you is your blood rich? Not just iron rich, but rich in other things. And I'll come back to this a little bit later. But the point now is this. The liver stores the iron in the form of ferritin. When you get an anemia panel, when they give you a blood work, a CBC, a complete blood count, they need to include serum ferritin. And when your ferritin is 20 or 30 and not 150, this is no good. You can't be running around with very low ferritin, because I'll tell you, I've seen many, 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 many cases where...